Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to
Surgery Shelf Prep.
What's good, future surgeons? Today we're tackling a major topic you must master for your shelf exam, invasive breast cancer. This is not just crucial for the boards, but it's also essential knowledge for taking care of patients in real life.
Absolutely, Chris. Here's a jaw dropper. 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. And don't forget, about 1% of breast cancers happen in men, too. Now, let's clarify what we mean by invasive. When malignant cells penetrate the basement membrane, that's when they gain the potential to metastasize. Contrast that with DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, which is pre-invasive and lacks metastatic potential.
Risk factors are always tested. Let's hit the highlights. Being female and increasing age are huge. Mars, what's a super high-yield fact about risk factors that students shouldn't miss?
Here's the kicker. 75% of women diagnosed with breast cancer have no identifiable risk factors. But prolonged estrogen exposure does increase risk. Think early menarche, late menopause, nulliparity, or first childbirth after age 30. Also, a strong family history, especially in premenopausal women or those with ovarian cancer, should scream BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations.
Great pearls. Now, how do these patients usually present?
Most commonly, an abnormality shows up on mammography before symptoms arise. But clinically, a patient might feel a mass. Chris, can you describe the classic features of this mass?
You bet. The classic triad: hard, irregular, and fixed to surrounding tissues, often painless. Watch for nipple changes like ulceration, retraction, or scaliness, and the infamous peau d'orange, that orange peel skin from lymphatic obstruction, a hallmark of inflammatory breast cancer.
Also, if there's bloody nipple discharge that's spontaneous, unilateral, and unit ductal, especially in women over 40, think malignancy. But remember, the most common cause of bloody nipple discharge is benign intraductal papilloma.
To diagnose breast cancer, you need the triple test: clinical breast exam, imaging, and tissue sampling. Mars, what's the go-to biopsy method?
Core needle biopsy is preferred because it provides histology. FNA gives only cytology and lacks information on invasion. And pro tip, always get a mammogram before biopsy. Biopsy can obscure radiological findings.
Let's pivot to histology. What's the most common type of invasive breast cancer?
Infiltrating ductal carcinoma. It's 80% of cases.
Absolutely. What about staging and prognosis?
Staging uses the TNM system. Prognostic factors include axillary node status, most important, tumor size, estrogen or progesterone receptor status, HER2/new status, and genomic assays. Remember the common sites of metastases: lymph nodes, lungs, liver, bones, and brain.
All right, let's talk surgery. For early stage breast cancer, what's the mainstay of treatment?
Lumpectomy with adjuvant radiation, breast conserving therapy, has equivalent survival to mastectomy. Always aim for negative margins. Sentinel node lymph biopsy, or SNLB, is key for axillary staging in a clinically negative axilla.
And why not go straight to axillary lymph node dissection?
Because SNLB spares patients the morbidity of ALND, like lymphedema. If sentinel nodes are negative, greater than 95% of other nodes are clear. ALND is reserved for proven nodal metastases. Also remember the risks of axillary surgery, such as long thoracic nerve injuries leading to wing scapula, thoracodorsal nerve injury leading to arm adduction weakness, and intercostal brachial nerve leading to inner arm numbness. Lastly, chronic arm lymphedema can lead to Stuart-Treves syndrome, which is a rare but aggressive lymphangiosarcoma.
Excellent high-yield points. Post-op therapy is tailored to tumor biology. For ERPR-positive cancers, hormonal therapy like tamoxifen is used. FYI, it's a SERM, selective estrogen receptor modulator. It blocks estrogen in breast tissue, but acts as an agonist in bone. Watch for risks like thromboembolism and endometrial cancer.
HER2-positive, trastuzumab is the game changer. But don't forget, it carries a risk of cardiac toxicity. Always check an echo before starting.
All right, let's hit some high-yield facts before wrapping up this dense episode. Invasive breast cancer involves basement membrane penetration and metastatic potential. 75% of cases have no identifiable risk factors. Core needle biopsy is preferred for diagnosis. Lumpectomy plus radiation equals mastectomy for survival. Tamoxifen risks thromboembolism, and endometrial cancer. Trastuzumab risks cardiac toxicity.
All right, team, good luck on your surgery clerkship. Keep studying. We will see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.